It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and I'm with you as always. That's right. What I want to talk about this week is something that's near and dear to my heart. I don't know. But what I want to talk about this week is college football. I don't talk about it enough, but I figure I need to do a edition of A Day in a Life where I just talk about all these coaching changes. So if you don't care about college football, then you probably can just come back in a couple weeks. I don't think I'll be doing a podcast next week because Kim and I are going to Miami, and so I'll probably do in 2 weeks. I'll talk about our time in Miami, but as for right now, I don't really plan on doing one next week. But college football, I'll go through this pretty quickly. I think the greatest power move I have ever seen is Lincoln Riley. The fact that he flat out denied going to the LSU job, and then was like, "Nope, I'm actually just going to head." He just said, "I am not taking the LSU job," or something like that. And then the next day left for USC. Which clearly indicates he does not want to try to just play in the SEC at all. And that's why he dipped out of Oklahoma to go to USC, where he has a much better chance at getting into the college football playoff every year. Because if he can tap those recruits out in USC who haven't been good for a while, then he's going to be set. He's a good coach, so that is just interesting to happen. The other one is that instead of going to LSU, now Brian Kelly from Notre Dame went to LSU, and I did not see this one coming. I thought Kelly was kind of seemed like a lifer at Notre Dame, as he coached at Cincinnati before that, and he, I don't know, I think he had ties to those areas, maybe? I don't know, I'm going to look it up real quick, because I don't know. This is how much I don't follow college football enough. But, like, I don't know what Green Valley State is. Basically, he's always been kind of in the Midwest, and now he's going to LSU. I'm like, seems like a bold coaching choice to do that. To go down to the Bayou and probably just get whooped up on by Alabama. But I think he's making like $15 million a year, which is not a bad deal. He's age 60, so if he could stay there for 5 years, that's what, $60 million he gets? You know, if it doesn't turn out, it's not the worst thing in the world, which is very shocking, to say the least. Very, very shocking. Basically, those two are like the big dogs. I think I'm just trying to look. There's anything, I don't know who Billy Napier is. He's at Louisiana, I guess, and took over for Florida. And Virginia Tech, Washington, TCU, don't really care. Actually, I think the Washington job's very interesting. Just because this guy coached at the NAIA level and was really good. And then he moved up to the big leagues, Bulldogs. I guess he was a coach at the Fresno State for just a couple of years. Yeah, that's right. He kind of moved around a little bit. Yeah, he's at a Sioux Falls NAIA school. Well, he played there, I guess. So that was just interesting because originally I thought, yeah, when I saw the ticker last night, he was still coaching there and then they hired him for Washington. I was like, that's crazy, but this makes way more sense. Indeed. At all. But yeah, I don't know. It's college football is crazy just because, Jim Mora. Oh, wow, found his way to UConn. That man is not that good. So I imagine he's not going to be there that wrong. But we'll see what happens. So I think the biggest deal, if you're... Oh, Clay Helton, the USC, went to Georgia State. Wow. Interesting. I don't know. Crazy stuff. Matt Campbell's, you know, people were happy he didn't end up going to USC because the rumors were strong there. We'll see what happens if he ends up going to Notre Dame, because that would be probably the closest one to Ohio State that might pull him back, because he is obviously from that area, like Brian Kelly kind of like lived in that area and whatnot. And so it'll be interesting, but this is the reason college sports blow. Because it's just about the coaches. It's not about anything else regarding college football or anything. Like, it's not about the players or whatever. That's when you know the coaches have way too much controls, that it's basically free agents for them. Yeah, you get to the pros, and then the real people have power, and that's the players. And the coaches do matter somewhat at all the teams, but in the end, you have to have a good, especially basketball, you have to have good players. I guess football, it doesn't matter if you have a good coach. If you have a bad coach, you're screwed. But you can kind of almost get by in the NBA with a somewhat average to below average coach. I mean, take Ty Lue for a chance. I mean, can't really coach outside of when he had LeBron. I don't know what the Clippers are doing this year. Whatever. But, you know, that's how I view that. That's why I just don't enjoy college sports as much anymore, because it's just like they have... Coaches have too much control. It's ridiculous. The balance of power is out of whack. Okay, I guess the Clippers lost in the conference finals, so I take that back about Ty Lue. But he still needs good players. It's not like he's coaching a crappy team. So, whatever that may be, all I know is college sports, still not a fan, but I still do love college football, NCAA college football for the PlayStation 3, and I hope they release that for the PlayStation 4 when it comes back around. And that's all I have. Thank you so much. Have a great week. I'll talk to you probably in a couple, because I'm going to be on vacay. All right, bye-bye. One other quick thought I had, just coming right after I just got done recording the podcast, I thought about, is how Iowa has made the Big Ten championship. And that, in fact, is hilarious. I mean, good for them. I'm happy they beat Iowa State or whatever. But they didn't play Michigan State, or Ohio State. But they made the Big Ten championship. And you know what's going to be hilarious? And I honestly wouldn't be upset by it. Is if the Hawkeyes beat Michigan. And then somehow get themselves a spot in the college football playoff. Like, it would be pretty damn hilarious, especially considering how bad the Hawkeye offense is. But hey, if they get in and beat Bama, win the title, like, I actually would not be upset and would be very impressed by the old Hawkeyes. So honestly, I hope it goes well for the Hawks, and I hope it goes well. But yeah, it's so funny when they do that, because it's like, yeah, every year they seem to have a great year. It's because they don't play the majority of those teams that are very good. You would think they would play, like the Big Ten would see this and be like, hey, maybe we should have them play Ohio State or Michigan each year. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. It's good for them. It'll be interesting to see, and it honestly would be hilarious if they beat Michigan and end up in the college football playoff and then maybe won there. All right, that's it. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.